And let's go to Nathan in Oklahoma City. Are you there, Nathan?
Yes, doctor. How are you today?
Pretty good. And you?
Doing good. Let me give you some of the bio. I'm calling in on regards to my wife. She's 46 years old.
Okay.
At 5'2", she weighs about 165.
Okay.
I'd say about 10, 15 years ago, she had a hiatal hernia.
Okay.
Hernia operation.
Yep.
And they stapled off a portion of her stomach.
Uh-huh.
She's had a gallbladder removed also.
Okay.
And doesn't sleep well through the night.
Yeah, well, I can understand that. Okay. Well, that's very good. That's good background. All right. Well, let's start at the beginning, of course. Number one, when we have a scar, like the hiatal hernia scar or the staple to the stomach, this is an interference field on the governor vessel. The governor vessel goes right down the center of the front of the body, okay?
Okay.
And so one of the first things we would be concerned about is that as time goes by, usually 10 years, the brain, the governor vessel 20, the core system that regulates and monitors all the other systems of the body, can lose track after about 10 years.
Okay.
Because of the interference field. So most important thing long-term has got to be for her to learn how to do Medibody packs, and she would have to do Governor Vessel 20, and the Ortolan can explain where that is, and she would then need to do in 3-inch segments, no bigger than 3-inch segments, she'd need to do the scar from the stomach stapling, and
okay.
Then as that scar now is, because the energy flow is blocked there, once this scar tests strong energetically, now you can unleash the best digestive help for her stomach, okay? So what I would do here is learn how to do that as quickly as possible, but for right now, I would get stomach complex and about two of those as tea before each meal, and then after she's finished the tea, two quantum digest before eating, okay? Then after eating, she would take, and because of the stomach, the way it's been done, she would take 4 to 6 HCL and 2 to 3 activator. So you can have her try 4 at first. If she feels like she's getting a lot better digestion, great. If she feels she still needs more, go up to 6.
Okay?
Now we got her digesting her food good. All right, now let's focus. We have her digesting. We don't have everything yet. See, the next step is bile flow. And the bile flow is needed to emulsify fats, but it's also the way the body excretes many of its wastes through the bile. So we desperately need to get the bile to flow. When we remove the gallbladder, the bile veins from the liver are reconnected to the common bile duct. And so now bile flows any old time it feels like. Now, if she lives a regular lifestyle, in other words, if she gets up about 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning and she goes to bed somewhere around midnight, the bile will flow typically between 10 o'clock in the morning and 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
So her main meal should be between 10 o'clock in the morning and 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Otherwise, she may start gaining a lot of weight. She may find that the intestines are very irritated because the bile is flowing when no food is there.
There is an irritable
what a
bile
mess,
there.
See? So you start suffering with that. Okay? There's a couple of tricks we can do to stop that. Number one, she can go on one of today's specials, Galactin. And this increases the fiber at the meal and tends to hold more water, so it tends to prevent irritation to the bowel lining. Okay?
Gotcha.
All right. Now, the next problem we have is we ought to try to promote the best bile flow. So you should put her on some gallbladder nano detox.
Okay.
And at her body size and weight, maybe about 3 teaspoons, but since this has happened, I'd probably go to 4 teaspoons of gallbladder nano, and you mix that in 16 to 24 ounces of water, and she will sip it after breakfast, and she's going to do this for 4 months, but after 3 weeks, she would begin 2 coffee enemas per week.
Okay.
And if you call the order line, they have organic coffee, so you won't get sick from the coffee, and they have bucket enema. They have everything you need, so you can do this in a nice, clean, effective way. Now every aspect of digestion has been promoted. Okay? So
okay.
Now we should not have a lot of junky, rotten food moving through the intestine, and we should have no unescorted bile because we'll take maybe a tablespoon of galactin per meal.
Okay.
So every meal we got something to hold some more water and to feed the lining of the bowel. Okay? I think this should work very well. Obviously, with the scars, if you feel you need help, if you call the order line, I'm sure they can give you the name of some good QRA practitioners in the Oklahoma City area. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, doctor.
You're welcome. Thanks for your call.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.